Viter in Shas, we're in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf, picking up on Sadi Testament based by the bottom of the page, very last line. Rava Mar says Rava Kegon. We're talking about now what is considered an apikores. Someone who says Hani de Binyamin Asya. There's people from the house of Binyamin that they say, Dami Maya Hanila and Rabbanon. What are the rabbis? How do they help us? Meolam, beep, turn the page. Lo Sharulan Urva. They never let us, you know, eat ravens. One of my favorite dishes. Says Rashi, Lo Amar Lanu Shum Chiddush Shalom Atzina B'Torah. Like, what exactly are you teaching me? Velo Asru Lan Yonah. They didn't answer for us. A Yonah. Like, what do they do? We know these things. We know we can do. We know we can't do. Ravi Kava Maisa Trefasa to Rabbi Binyamin Kamei, when they would bring a Shiloh about a Trefa in front of him, you know, to check it. Kava Chazi Bataima Letera. If you found that there's some reason to go out to be Matir, this thing over here, Amalu, you would say, take note that I'm mattering this raven for you, says Rashi. Based against what they had said, and ki have a chazila time alisur, when he saw a reason to answer it, Amalu, he would say to them, take a look, I'm answering this yon over here. So the fact is that we can do this, and this comes, you know, because of the fact of steiging and learning against what you said. What's an apikoros? Someone says, Hani Rabbanan, those rabbis, right? Speaking in a way which is very not mechubid, right? It says, Adam Shomer, Osatam Chacham, Dalashan Bizoihu, Ze, Shahi Loloma, Rabboseinu, Shabamakum Ploni. You got to understand the way that we go ahead and we speak, it's important to a little covered. Rav Papa Ishtali, Rav Papa forgot. And what happens? Of Amrikin going Hani Rabbanan, and he said once when he was speaking, he's like, yeah, like those rabbis, Ve'isei B'tanisa. When he realized how he said that, he did it obviously by mistake, but he ended up fasting in order to for a kapara. Levi bar Shmuel v'Rav Huna bar Chia havakam misakne mitbechos sifrei deber Yehuda. They were fixing up the mitbechos. That's the things that go on the scrolls, the covers that they put over the scrolls. And Kimata Megillas Esther, when they got to Megillas Esther, and the Amri, so they said to Rav Yehuda, ha Megillas Esther lo boi mitpachas. Like, it doesn't need like this cover, right? Amalui said to him, ki haigav the nami mechzik afkirusa. This type of speaking over there sounds like, you know, apikorsis. The way that you're speaking, it's not like a mechubatik thing. You should have asked, does it? As opposed to saying it like, oh, it doesn't, right? Rashi spells out what was going on there, that kimata Megillas Esther, latakin la mitpachos, right, to go and to set up that they should have this mitpachas, this cover over it. Klomer Balashon Baya, they said it in a way of a question. Amalei Rav Yehuda, ha vade lo tzricha mitpachos. It doesn't need one. Kigon acheros. Veloshen genaihu, and that is I skipped. Klomer Balashon Baya, Amalei Rav Yehuda, ha vade lo tzricha mitpachos. Kigon acheros. Oh, I didn't skip. Veloshen genaihu, da hava lulamema lerabam Veloshen sheela. Kach tzricha or tzricha? She said, does this need or does this not need? That's what they should have spoke. Says the Gemara. Rav Nachman Amar, is that Kori Rabbi? But Shmuel, somebody calls us Rabbi by his name. I says Omer Ploni, Vena Omer Mori Rabbi Ploni. Damer Rabbi Yochanan back in the Gemara, my name is Gehazi. Why was Gehazi, who was the servant of Elisha? Why was he punished? He was punished in place. Shakari Larabo Bishmo. He called his master in his name. Shinemar Vayomer Gehazi Adoni Hamel Zosa Isha Vzeb Benah Shehechi Elisha. He says that this is the woman and her son that Elisha brought back to life. So that was not a respectful thing to go ahead and to do, and therefore this closed up Apikorsis. Yosef Rebiyam Rekamid Rav Zeirav. Yosef Rekamid said, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahotzi Nachal Mi Beis Kotchei HaKotchim V'olav Kol Minei Migadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a stream from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it's meaning all types of delicious stuff that's going to come, delicious fruits. That's just meaning Peiros Masukim. Shinev is a Pasuk Sefala Nachal Yaleh Al sfaso mize umize kol eitz maichol lo yibol aleu velo yitom piriyo lechadashav yivaker kimemov min hamikdash hema yotzim v'haya piriyo lemaichol v'aleu trufa. But the stream is going to rise along its bank on this side and that, every manner of food tree Its leaf will not wither, nor will its fruit give out. Every month it will yield a new fruit, for its waters emanate from the sanctuary. So its fruit will be for food, and for its leaf for healing. Says Rashi, that b'chol chodesh chodesh, these bashtable pears, every month they're going to have these fruit, these pears. Amaleh Saba, there was this older man who was there, and he said to Rav Yirmiyah, Yishar v'chein amar Rav Yochan. Ah, you spoke well. You spoke well, Shkoyach, Yishar. And not only that, Rav Yochanan also said that. Amar lei, Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zera, Ki agav demachsi af kirusa, is this considered like abikorsis that he said, you know, he just said the name over there? So Amar lei says to him, no, ha, hai, siyua kamasailach. This wasn't speaking negatively, right? But he was like supporting you. In the name of someone else, Eliyish Milach. If you want to hear some type of apikorsis that came, then Hosh Milach, it was this. Kaldi Asav Yochan Vekadarish, when he was coming and he was expounding, Asad HaKosh Baruch Hu L'Havi Avonim Tovim Margolos. HaKosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to bring these Avonim Tovos. We saw this Gemara somewhere else. Bava Basra Ayin Hei. HaKosh Baruch Hu is going to bring these Avonim Tovos Margolos, these precious stones and pearls, same Shloshim al Shloshim Amos. They're 30 by 30 amos. V'chokik b'hem eser barum eserim. It's going to cut from them an opening of 10 amos wide and 10 amos high. U'mamidam b'shar Yerushalayim. Is going to put them by the gates of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'samti chadchod shimshosayich u'sharayich la'avnei agdach. The pasuk says that I'm going to make your windows out of the stone, chadchod, and your gates out of these stones. And Liglega love Osa Talmud. This Talmud came along and he made fun of it. Amar, he said, Hashta kebeasa the tziltzala, lo mashkechina. We're not able to find even this type of stone, these beautiful stones that are the size of an egg of a small dove. And you want to tell me you're going to find it like 20 amos, 30 amos? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Kuli hai mashkechinan. After a little bit of time, this guy went out on a boat, and he went out to the seas. They were sawing these precious stones and pearls, and there were these huge ones, the size that he had said that they were going to be. So Amar Lehu, he says to him, Hani Man, he says, what are these for? Amri said, Amri, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamidan, B'shar Yerushalayim. Because Baruch is going to put them in the gates of Yerushalayim. Ki Hadam, when he came back, Ashkel Rav Yochan, Diyasaf HaKadosh, he saw he was teaching. Amar Lehu came and he said, Rabbi, Drosh, wow, Rabbi, you're amazing. Yeah, keep saying, because Ulechan Nalaj, it makes sense, you should. Kshem Shamar Zakach Rizi, like you said, there's going to be, I saw it. Amar Lehu says, Reiki, empty person, Lo Rizi, Lo Amanta, if you hadn't seen, you wouldn't believe. Milagleg Al Divri Chachamimata, you're somebody who goes and he mocks the words of the Chachamim, Yoba Ini, and he gave him the eye. Vaso Gal Shalatzamas. He made him too a heap of bones. As she says, Shemes. The Adam Shemes, Nasa Gal Shalatzamas. Hoy, you gotta believe. Hold on one second. Right, let's go back to this idea about the height of these stones and let's see something. Beisvei. For Olich Eschem Komemios. The pasuk says, "I'm going to lead you very high." Rashi, "Shtei komo shel Adam Arishon kedamina b'chagiga," two times the height of that of Adam Arishon. Shemiyah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'emidu al mea ama shenamar v'tesh teshes alai kapecha kaf b'gematria hachi. So he put him down chachiava 100. Rabbi Yemeir Omer, Masayim Amma. That means you're going to be 200 Ammas. Kishtei Koma Shel Adam Rishon. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Mea Amma. It's 100 Ammas. Keneged Heichal V'Koslo, opposite the Heichal and its walls. Shenemar Asher Bonenu Kinetiyim Migudalam Binu Rehem. Our sons shall be like saplings nurtured from their youths. Roseinu Kizavios Michutavos Tavnis Heichal. Our daughters like the cornerstones crafted in the form of the Heichal. But according to Yochanan, when they rebuild it, it's going to be 20 Ammas high. But we have over here, people are going to be 200 amos high or 100 amos high. How are they going to get in? He says, well, no, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? It's going to be 20 amos high. L'chavid v'zika. That's just talking about Rashi. He says, L'chalonos, for the windows, Shashemesh v'or nechnosimhem, that the sun and the air will come in. Aval sha'arim g'vulim yos, the gates, they're going to be much higher. Ma'i v'aleu l'trufa. What does that mean that a leaf is going to be for a healing? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdumi Avudimi Rabbi Rav Chista Chanamar. One of them says Lahatir Peshel Maila, that it's going to matir the mouth upstairs. Rashi says Lahatir Pe Ilmim Shu Medaber. That means people. So Maila the path, the mouth. The people not able to talk, they're going to be able to talk. They're going to be healed. The Chanamar one says Lahatir Peshel Mata. No, the lower one says Rechem Ala. Akaros ochlos mina alum nifkados. That's the women that can't have, that are barren, can't have any children, are going to eat from it, they're going to be able to have children. Itmar, chiskar melahatir pe ilmin, it says for the mute, and bar kapar melahatir pe akaros, so those can't have children. Yochanan amar litrufa mamish, it means for an actual medicine. It's going to be used for medicine in order to heal. My litrufa, what does it mean, litrufa? Rabbi Shmuel bar Yochemi yomar, Litar panim shel balei hapeh. Litrufa is a contraction of toar panim of balei hapeh, brightening the shine of the speakers. For those Torah scholars, says the Gemara, Darsha Rabbi Rabbi Simon, Kolam Mashcher Panav al Divrei Torah, Lolam Azeh, anyone who blackens his face for Torah in this world means he's steiging so much, he doesn't even take care of his physical self, because Baruch Hu Mavhik Zivav Lolam Abba, because Baruch Hu is gonna cause his countenance to shine in the next world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mar'eu Kalvanon Bachor Karazim, his appearance is like Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. Beautiful pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Mar'eu says, Uksiv Le'el Minei Shchorus Ke'orev Samachlei Chachu Mamtikim. Right, so it starts up by saying it's gonna be dark and it's gonna get better. Amar Avtachu Rabbi Chanilai, Kol Amariv Atzum Adivrei Torah Ba'olam Hazeh. Anyone who starves himself like a rav, a famine, for a Torah like this, he's steiging so much, he's just in the steig. Because Baruch Hu Mazbiel Olam Haba, because Baruch Hu is going to see him in the next one. Shemir Yevion Midash and Meisecha Nachal Adanecha Sashgeim. That they're going to be sated from abundance of your house and from the stream of your delights, you will give them to drink. Nazor Lashov Simashvi. Rashi says, Amar Li Rebbe Dela'el Mine Mihai Kra Mari and Yonah the Mari Visas. We're talking about someone who starves himself. Amar Yivu Midash Misacha. So Kosh Bachum is Biel Allah. Kosh Bachum is going to satiate them in the next world. Kiyasu Avdimia Mar Also Kosh Bachum Lita in the Chot Sadik Vitsadik Malo Umso is going to give him from the hollow of his hand. That's Malo Umso, says Rashi, that's Malo Chafno Shalakodesh Baruch Hu Tova. Shenemar Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lenu Akel Yishosenu Sela. Blesses the Lord day by day, burdens us, the God of our salvation, Sela.
The word Yamos, the word Umso, it's from the same root, and Rashi points out Malo Chafno Shalakodesh Baruch Hu Tova. Now, Amar Le Abaye, now hold on 1 second. Frek Abaye. Can you really say that? Look for Namar Mi Modad B'Sha'alom Mayim B'Shamayim B'Zeres Tikein. Doesn't the pasuk say in Yeshaya that who measured the waters with the hollow of his hand and gouged the skies with a span? Rashi explains, Heyach Adam Yachol Lekabel Melo Umso Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. How can a person receive them from Hashem? Right? Ain Lo Makom Litein Kol Olam Kulo Eino Ella. Kimazaris va'ad agudal, right? His little finger to his thumb. Hashem could. There's no way of doing that. Amar, as he said, my time alo shchicht ba'agadata. Why is it you're not familiar with the? What, you don't know agadata? The amrei b'may rava mishmei the rava bar mari. Asad kadosh baruch hu litein lechol tzadik v'tzadik shol shmeis v'asara olamos. In the future, Shem is going to give the tzaddikim 310 worlds. Yeah. That's where he's going to give him this omes. Right, Rashi says, Ba'osan olamos yitin letzadik is omes. He's going to get this great amount. Shenemar, the pasuk says, in Mishlei, Lahanchil o'avai yesh otzorseim amalei. I'm going to give those who love to me like a gift, and I may fill their treasuries. And let's talk about wisdom, the Chachma Torah. And there's going to be a lot of good stuff. Yesh be gematria talas me'avasaravi, and the yesh is gematria of 300 and 10, which is saying that this is going to be 310 worlds. So we see that tzaddikim are going to be able to get an immense amount if they're coming from Hashem's hand. They're going to get 310 worlds. Tanya, we learned in a brayser, Meir Omer, b'mida shadamodim modin lo. This is a mida keneged mida. The way that somebody is modis somebody, they are given back to them. The way you behave towards someone, they are behaved towards as well. Right? It says, "Imadad v'nosin sadakalani v'lo chafmaf." Because b'chol modi b'chafta v'nosin lo. If you open up your hand to it, Hashem's going to give back to you. You're going to get all this honor. You're going to get back. You're going to receive measure for measure. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, "B'sasa'a b'shalcha trivena." With a precise measure, you will fight with her when you send her away. Pashi pshat is that Hashem is giving the smackdown to a malach not to go particular beyond a particular amount of limitations and to, you know, destroy the Jewish people. But make sure that it's done like in a measurement, like pasasa, like a saw. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, v'chi efshar lo mekein, because you pay such a thing, adam nosim lo umso lo ani bo'ol mazeh. If a man gives to a poor person, you know, a handful of food or whatever it is in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosin lo melo umso lo maba. V'aksif shamayim bezer stiken, like we said, that shamayim with his, he's set up with his small, you know, just tiny little amount of his hand. It's a whole world. So how could you say that he's going to get so many things like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand? Does that make sense? V'ata yeomer kein. But you don't say that? Ezo yimida meruba. Mida tova meruba, or mida pranis. Like, what's a greater measure? What's a greater mida which is given? A positive one, a big one, a good one, or you know, a punishment? Beep, turn the page. Kufa base. Have you ever mida tova meruba, mida pranis? We know that mida tova is much greater than that of pranis. This is coming up, my friends. We're going to see this in, I believe it's going to come up in Makkos. Anyway, we saw in Yuma, we saw in Sota. So says Rashi, the mida tova ksiv. Doubt, you know, we're going to actually see it now. In the Gemara, Bemidah Tov Iksiv, V'yitzav Shchakim Mimal, V'dal Tzei Shemayim Pasach, V'yam Ter Aleim Min Lecho. They command the skies and the doors of the heavens opened and it rained the mun for them to go and to eat. This is, you know, well, in Tehillim, because Baruch Hu took care of them in the Midbar. U'bemidah's Peranusom, what does it say about the punishment? V'arubas HaShemayim Niftachu, the windows of the heavens were opened. Right? This is talking about the flood. And, Hashem gave the flood, and, now, Bemidah Peronis, if it says, V'yatsu, V'ro, B'pigra, Anoshim, Aposhim, B'i, Ki tolatem, Lo samos, V'isham, Lo sichbe, V'ayu, Deroen, L'cho basar. And they'll go forth, Basim Yishai, also. But what's going to happen after Gog Umagog? And they're going to look on the corpses of the men who have sinned against me, for their worms shall not die. Neither shall their fire be quenched. And there shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. We know that when a person puts his finger into a fire in this world, immediately it gets burnt. Right? So how is it possible that the corpse are going to burn without being consumed? Just like who gives a koch to the Rishayim to go receive this punishment, they'll be able to survive and go through that pain over here. And that's what's going to happen with the armies of Gog and Magog. Oh, yeah. Right? The body's going to stay intact in order to go out to get punished. Lekabotovas, and because it was the gift to the tzaddikim to be able to receive their reward, the goodness. We see that when the good things happen, the pasuk calls it like the doors were opened up to give them the reward. When the bad things, just the windows. We see obviously it's a lot more for the good than it is for the bad. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afakori b'sfarim achitzonim. He says even someone who reads sfarim chitzonim are also ein lo chelek lo lama ba wa 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 outside books. Tana b'sifrei minim. So he says, we taught that we were talking about the Sifrei Minim, heretical books. Rashi says, Tzedukim, right? Well, the Gemara says, Sifrei Tzedukim, which are Minim. Says, Rashi, Shekofrim, Bekel, Chai. These are the Tzeduki type of stuff. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, Sifrei Ben Sira, Nami Osir, the Makir. So it's also to read the book called Ben Sira.
Ben Sira was a book which had a lot of different lessons and messages that are found in it. And Rav Yosef is saying that you can't read this book over here. And why is that? Sheish bo divrei havaya, silly things in there. Bo aleim lidei bitul Torah. It's going to come from that to bitul Torah. Amar lei abaya, my taima. What are you talking about? What's the issue? Ilei mishum de kasab, if you want to say, because it says in there, lo tintosh gildana me udine. Don't... Rashi explains that means lo titel orosh shel dag, afil me'al osno. Don't go and strip a type of fish from its gill. Why? So that you don't ruin the skin. You should roast it with its skin and fire. With it, two cakes of bread. Rashi says it's the amount of dips that would normally be eaten with two cakes of bread. Now, what exactly is the problem with this Ben Sira statement? If you want to say that, just a simple pshat over here, Rashi says mipshate im imash musa kom mitamas barais and amik sevrim. We also have a pasuk in the Torah says this. Only basically, don't go in and waste over here. That's the point. Don't let the fish skin go to waste, but eat it with the meat. Barais and amik because of los hashkes is eitz. Don't go ahead and don't destroy the trees. So im midrusha, if you promise the drusha orich ara kamash malan. This is all teaching us a normal way of behavior. The live al shlo kadarka. It's come to teach you not to be dubia shlo kadarka. It's just the ain hugging the adam. The shana says darka v'hainu tak amar miudine. Right, and therefore this makes sense what he's saying over here. The ela mishum. It can't be that's the problem. Ela mishum d'chsev basla via matmones shav, which means that a daughter is a false treasure to her father. Why is that? So you have this child, you have this baby, this girl. You're like, wow, what a treasure. But really, because of the fear of what's going to happen to her, you're not able to go and sleep at night. In her youth, maybe she's going to be seduced. And Rashi says, when she gets to the right proper age, when she brings Shtei Cyrus, what's going to happen? Before she's a Bulgaris, she's going to be Mizana. And Bagra, Shem Lutinas, she gets of age. Maybe she's not going to find a spouse. It's time to get married. She's not going to be able to. Nise, Shem Lutinas, she gets married. Maybe she's not going to have children. Skina, Shem Tasek Shafim, and she gets older. Maybe she's getting involved in Kishav. So like this, that's what Ben Sira says. So maybe that's the problem over there. Ha Rabbanan Nami Amruah says, what's the problem with that statement? The Rabbanan also said this type of ideas. So Eif Shalei Olam Below Zacharim or Below Nekevus. It's not possible to have the world without men or women. Asher Misha Banav Zacharim. You know, fortunate are those whose children are male. Oyel Misha Banav Zekevus. Woe to the one whose children are girls. Because the same idea over here. It's so much worry. Says the Gemara. Elam Mishum Dechsev Lo Soil Davya Belibach De Gavre Gibarin Ketal Davya. The problem is because it says, don't allow sorrow into your heart, for sorrow has killed mighty men. So it just says, Davia is Daiga. But how Shlomo says, didn't mean Shlomo said that also. Daiga believe ish ashchena. If there's Daiga, there's worry in the man's heart, then he should go out and he should get rid of it, destroy it. Abiyami Ravasi. One says that he should uproot the worry from his mind. How so? Think about other things. Get this out of your mind. He should go and be messiah. He should go and just speak it out to other people. Because when you speak it out, maybe they can help him over here. And therefore, there's no problem with it. Rather, there must be another reason that there's a problem. It says, it says, prevent the public from coming to your home and don't bring everyone into your house. Right? And as Rashi points out, what does that mean? People that you don't have what to do with them, you know, don't let them into your house. Even those that you go out and you do work with, you have some business with them, you have to do with, don't bring them always into your house, see them outside. Rabbi also said this idea, the Tanya. A person shouldn't bring too many friends in the house. It says, a man with many friends is going to be harmed. Rashi says, the sofa rein lo shem is kotik dimayim. it's going to be some sort of fight that's going to come from them. So that can't be the problem. Ella mishum d'chsiv zaldekan kortaman, because it says a thin bearded man is very wise. Right, he's always stroking his beard. Avdekan sachvan, a thick bearded man is a fool. Dinfach bechase lotzachi, someone who blows at the stuff in his mug, you know, the froth that comes up of beer, is not thirsty. Because if you're really thirsty, you go and drink it. Amr b'may eichol lachmav. If somebody says, with what dips should I go out and should I eat my bread? Rashi says, Amr b'eiz a lifton ochel paseh, then lachmav sabmide. Take the bread away from him. Rashi says, b'yidu she'en aroi, he's not really hungry. V'kacha lachmav yado, she'ilu ayaroi v'yochel. If he was hungry, just put it in it straight. Ma'ana islay mabarta b'dikne. Someone has a part in his beard, there's a split in his beard. Rashi says, kana mechula kama futzel, v'yish bein shnei shibolis. It's like a pathway. The entire world can't go, and they're not able to go in to beat him. Rashi says, "Be'armi musay demitov shechashiv kol yamav, be'armus who makes him yadav zikno moshech ka'adam mechashiv ad shenikrucha." Because this person is clearly thinking a lot, and therefore he's like picking out his beard. He's really a genius. I'm able to overcome him. And these are the things that we're saying over here that you can't go ahead and be involved with it. Rashi says, "Chohani divri ruach v'lekach ein karen bo." Therefore, you shouldn't go and you shouldn't read this stuff because it's silly stuff. Amar v'yosef mile malyus ad espe dashirin lu. Maybe when we say not to go and to read it, Rashi says, "Dashirin klomer aminu luhu bepirko mashirin luhu lekuli alma." There are certain things that taka. Even though you should, you know, there's silly things in there, there's still good stuff in there that you can go and you can teach to people. Like, for example, Isha Tova Matana Tova Bechik Yireya Lukim Tinasen. A good wife is a precious gift. She's given into the embrace of a God-fearing man. Isha Ra Tzeras Labayla. A bad wife is like Tzeras to her husband. Maita Kante, what should he do? You go, Shenemi Beisov, Yisrap Min Tzeras. You should send her out of the house. In other words, get divorced and then to be cured of this Tzeras. Isha Yafa Asher Baila. A beautiful woman, fortunate as a husband, missed by Yom of Kiflaim. The number of days gets doubled. Right? What does it mean gets doubled? Rashi says, Mirov Hanah Chashub Kiflaim. It feels like it's double because of the great Anah that he gets over here. Hale Menecha Me'esha Schein Penti Lakid Bimitsudasa. Hide your eyes from a woman of charm so you don't get caught in a trap, right? Al tat eitzel baila limsochimo yayin v'sheichar. Don't turn to her husband to share wine and drinks with him. Ki b'thor isha yafya rabim hushchasu, because many got destroyed by the beautiful women. Vatsumim kolorigah, and many are her victims. Okay, Rab, so now, Hamargilim Nidvar Erva Kinitzos Mavir Gechelas, those who are often with the morality are like a spark that ignites a coal, right? Rashi explains that just like Niuf, like Tashmish, these type of things that are Gilarais, are a Kinitzos Mavir Gechelas, Kishab. Shiva Mavir Sapecham Kach Kol Ashilhem Kol of Holich. So it's like a spark that's going to cause a coal to burst into flame. So to someone who gets involved in adultery is going to light a fire that's going to destroy everything he owes. Kichluv, right back into the garden. Kichluv Mali Of Kain Bateim Malayim Yerman. Just like a chicken coop is full of birds, so too the houses are full of deceit. Prevent the public from coming into your home and don't bring everyone into your house. Many people are going to ask how you're doing, but reveal your secrets only one in a thousand. But you can be friends with many people, but don't tell your secrets with them. That's revealing to the closest person. Guard your words even from the one who is living with you, right? Even to your wife, be careful. You know, don't just be so free and open with it. I'll teach it, sorry, Samacher, Kilo Seda Mayelid Yom. Don't be worried about tomorrow's trouble because you don't know what the day is going to bring. Rashi says, Mi'ira Yom, Shabbat Lamacher Inenu, Shame Suor Yom. Maybe you won't be here tomorrow because you'll be dead. Shabbat Lamacher Inenu. Back in the Gemara, right? You're going to be worried about this, about the day. You're worrying about a thing that doesn't belong to you, right? Maybe a person just dies. I'm worried about what's going to be tomorrow, but there was still tomorrow. Koyim ani roim says in Mishlei now all the days of the of a poor person are bad. Ben Siro Omer Aflelos says even the nights are bad. Bishval Gagim Gago because at the base of other roofs is his roof. He can't afford to build a higher roof, therefore it's much lower than everything. Grun Harim Karmo on the top of the mountain is his vineyard, right? Because the more expensive stuff is located lower, and he can't afford it, so he gets his vineyards on the top and his house on the bottom. Mimter Gagim Legago, all the rain that comes from people's roofs falls to his roof and floods it. I mean, after Karmel the Karmim, when the wind comes and blows away all the dirt from his Karim and it blows it to the other Karmim that are below him. So he ends up losing a lot. Okay, we're going to see right now, we're going to see six Chachamim that explain this pasuk that we just saw to different types of people. Simon, Zera, Rava, Misharshia, Hanina, Tovia, Yana, Yafe, Yolana, Merachim, Yazu, Amrav Zera Marav, Maizasev, call you may on Yerayim. What does it mean to say all the days of a poor person are bad? Elu Bali Talmud. These are people that are Bali Talmud. They are the masters of the Talmud. Rashi says, Shekasha Lilmo Mirov Kusha Sasugu Shiespo. It's really hard. The reason why it's called bad is because it's really hard to learn because there's all different questions you have to go in to answer. Vatov Lev Mishta Tamid. And what does it mean at the end of that Pasuk that it says that, Mr. Tamid, person has a good heart. He has always a party going on. Elu Bali Mishnah, these are people that are talking about Mishnah because Mishnah is a lot easier. It's a lot more straight. No chalom, it's easier to learn. Rav Amivcha says exactly the opposite. Vahinu Damer of Mishashi Mishmed Rava. That's what it says. Ma'idah Siv, Masiya Avonim Yeotsev Behem. What does it mean when it says in Koheles that he who is a stone, still quarry stones, will be saddened by them? Elu Bali Mishnah, this is talking about Mishnah, but Ke Eitzim Yisachin Bam, and someone who chops down trees is going to be warned by them. Elu Bali Talmud, these are the people who are involved in Talmud. Okay. Rav Chanina Amar Yi says, Koyim Yani Rayim Zemi Sheishlo Isha. This is someone who has a bad wife. Tov Leiv. Mr. Tami is a Sheishlo Isha Tov. This one has a good wife. Rav Yani Omer, Koyim Yani Rayim Zeistinus. This is talking about a person who's very finicky, right? And they, you know, it's hard for them to see gross things, whatever. Tov Leiv Mr. Tamid, Zeshadaitu Yafa. This is someone who can go and deal with things. He's a, you know, he's a tolerant person. All the days of a poor person are bad. This is talking about somebody who's a Rachman. Who's always compassionate for others, so it's hard for him. This is a person who's an Achzar, someone who's more cruel. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, what's that talking about? Zeh, beep, turn the page. Someone who has a short temper. Says Rashi, Mesim Lalibo Kod Daigos Chavero Vidoigal Komasha Asid Lovo Love. You know, he's worried about everything. Totally Mr. Tommy Zishadaitu Rachava. This person has literally a spacious mind, right? Says Veno Mesim Lalibo Daiga Kogach. He's a lot of things into his heart. The Shakina Daitu Kasara is a ragzan. Nobody should been Levi, call you may unirahim. What does that mean? Valika. All the days? What do you mean? What about Shabbos? Look at Shabbos Israel and Tovim, which are times of happiness. And the Gemara, Kiddush Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Shinei Veset Tchilas Chol HaMayim, the change of routine, it starts a person to get sick. Even if you have great stuff, it's really hard. Rashi says, Mishta Shana Veset V'Ochel Yoser, Shinei Ruach HaLogu, you start eating things you're not used to eat, Hainu Tchilas Chol HaMayim, you start getting a stomachache. If you get Tchilas Shabbos Yom Tovim, Rahim Lo, even Shabbos and Yontif is going to be hard for him. Tanu Rabbanan, a Kori Pasuk Shel Shira Shirim. Someone who reads a verse of Shira Shirim, also Kamin Zemer, and he considers it like a song. A Kori Pasuk Bebis Mishtos Below Zemano, and someone who says a Pasuk in a, like a banquet hall at a time which is not the appropriate time to do it. Says Rashi, the first thing means Zakari benigina acheres sheinu nakud ba v'oso sakim in shir afal pisha mishir hashirim afal pisha mishir hashirimu v'kiro shir also lasso sakim in shir ela b'kireso. Someone is using the song and he's singing it outside of what it's supposed to be. Right, you have to look at the way that it's normally sung, at the normal trup and ta'amim, and that it's saying, don't think that because of the fact that Shira Shirim, that you're allowed to go and sing it and as just some random song. It's part of something bigger and has to be done with the same, like, chashivas of what it was normally made for. And similarly, some of the reasons of Pasuk being Shastos Belos Mano, Rashi's B'mesav Yeno Ose, he's making fun, he's having fun with it. But if you're not close by Yad of Omer, I love Divrei Agado Psukim in Yad of Shayom, maybe Tovil, that's a good thing. So the carpet is going to be some shows below Zmano, maybe Rolly was being bad to him. Place a Torah, Chugeres Sak. And the Torah puts on sackcloth. And it stands in front of Hashem. V'omer is still in front of Ribono Shalom. Asuni bonecha kikinu or shemenaglim lo leitzim. You made, your children, they made me like a kinor, just, for scoffers to go into play. The Torah itself is having a hard time over here and coming in front of Hashem. So Amar lo. So Hashem says to the Torah, Biti. My daughter, when they're involved in eating and drinking, what should they do? If you want to say they shouldn't sing the things, what do you want them to do during these type of feasts that are not religious stuff? Well, the fun of Ribono Shel Olam, in Bali Mikrahein, if they know Chumash, ask them to turn to Yom, let them do Chumash. In Bali Mishnah, hein Yaskum Mishnah Belachos Vagados. In Bali Talmud, hein Yaskum Hilchos Pesach BaPesach Hilchos Tzeres BaTzeres Hilchos Chag BeChag. Right, but they shouldn't just go ahead and just sing stam about this stuff. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, Kol Kor Pesach Bezmana. Anyone who says the right Pesach, at its right time. Maybe Tova the only brings good things to the world. Shenemar v'davar b'ito ma'tov, a word spoken in its right time, this is a good thing. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.